Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year where we spoke about the three simanim of the Jewish people, and we spoke about how the siman of Rachmanim is something that is part of their nature, part of the essential nature of the Jew. That's Rachmanim. And then we have Baishanim, and then we have Gomlei Chasadim, it's also Baishanim. We spoke about Rachmanim and Gomlei Chasadim, so Rachmanim and Baishanim are part of the very nature of the Jew. But then there's Gomlei Chasadim, so a Jew is not necessarily going to be a Gomel Chasad. That's why the Rambam says, you're only Choshish for the Yichus if they're not a Rachman, but if they're not a Gomel Chasad, then you're not Choshish for the person's Yichus. Meaning if a Jew isn't a Gomel Chesed, you don't assume that he's not a Jew, that he has blemished lineage. Yichus Pagum. But rather, it is something that the Jews do because it was given to them by Avraham Avinu. It's part of the bris of Avraham Avinu that the Jewish people hold on to. They're called Machzikim Mebriso. They hold on to this bris, but not that it's a Tchuna Mushreshet. It's not something that's heavily, deeply rooted within them. And what we explained was that it's called Gomlei Chasadim. People are called Gomlei Chasadim. And not Osei Chasadim, because Gomel is to repay someone. So who are we repaying? We do Chesed. Chesed is even if you're not repaying him. So the Pshat is not to be gomel chesed on what you received from the person, but rather to be gomel Hashem chesed. Ligmol chesed l'Hashem yizborach. That whatever you have is mechaz de Hashem, that we have at all times. And since you received chaz de Hashem, you repay him by giving his children. Like we see in Baba Basra and Daf Yud, that since the Jewish people are called Banim Lashem, therefore there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, and that's why it says, by Avraham Avinu, Ki Yedatib, etc. V'shamru Derech Hashem La'asis Tzedakah U'Mishpat. The Derech of Hashem is to do tzedakah and chesed, tzedakah and mishpat. And since this is the Ratzon Hashem, P'toras Gmul Hashem, the Jewish people are chayev to do this to Hashem. And we saw the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Yud, Malva Hashem Choinein Dal, that if the Pasuk hadn't said it, wouldn't say it. It would be impossible to say it, but Kaviyachol Eved Loiveli Ish Malva, it says in the Pasuk that when you give a poor person, you're lending Hashem, and it says in another Pasuk that the borrower is considered a slave to the lender, so when you're lending someone money, Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your Eved Kaviyachol. Had it not stated this in scripture, it would be impossible to say. So we see Lahedya, the Nesina Staka La'ani, is Nesina La'Shem. Recorded another medrash to that effect from Psikta, the parish of Asir to Asir, Kabedes Hashem Ehoincha. Whatever Hashem gave you. Hashem gave us, so therefore we have to repay him by giving to his children. Kabed is Hashem Mashechancha Mehoncha. Give Hashem what he gave you. So after Avraham Avinu taught his children, Limed Esbanav Esbeso Acharav B'malach Shel Bris, Esayin Hazeh Shakol Mechaz De Hashem, HaMechayiv Gmulu, Arei Memele Nikba Behem HaInyin Shel Goyim Lechasodim, Kemischayiv Ligmol Hashem Ima Ve'alma Shekiblu Akol Me'ito Yizborach. So after Avraham Avinu taught his children this Mahalach of Bris, that we have a bris that we saw in the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gomach Gemilas Chesed is called a bris that we have from Avraham Avinu. Because everything comes from Chasdei Hashem. That's what the bris is. That we have this Chesed Hashem. And that's Mechayev Gmul, that we repay by doing Chesed with his children. So Memela, now we have this Midah. Once we recognize that it's all from Hashem, and that the way to repay Hashem is to repay his children. So we then have this Midah. We inherited this Midah. But again, it stems not from our most basic nature, but from our understanding of the fact that once Chesed is done for us, we have to pass it on to others. And that's once we have that understanding, so that's what we're going to do. That's who we are. So that's the gather of this simen of Goyim LeChassod. Okay, that's to summarize in a nutshell, Shabbat nutshell. We learned other things in this year also. Of course, we started with the pasuk that says that v'im takiv minchas bikurim l'Hashem aviv kolay be'esh geres kama takiv es minchas bikurecha. Talking about the korban ha'omer, and it says v'im, and if. I want to understand what's this v'im. Rashi says it's not a reshus, it's a chiyuv, because in certain cases v'im, you know, it says if, is a chiyuv. It's not a choice. And then we said that there are certain mitzvahs that we do as a yoke. And when it says v'im, we do them because we really want to do them. Other mitzvahs, the feeling has to be also that we have no choice. But here it has to be more of a generosity, of done with a generosity of spirit. It's the v'im. At any rate, sweetest and most beloved friends, we are now continuing on. וזה יש לפרש מה שכותב הרמב״ם בפרק י' ט' מהלכות איסורי ביה, הלכה י' ז' וגם בשולחן ערוך אבן עזר ב' ה'. וכן כל מי שיש בו עזות פנים ואכזריות ושונא את הבריות ואינו גומר להם חסד, חוששים לו ביותר שמא גבעוני הוא, שסימני ישראל האומה הקדושה ביישנים, רחמנים וגומלי חסדים. And anybody who has azus ponim, anybody who has a zag grisa chutzpah, brazenness and achzorius and cruelty, v'soine es habriois, and he hates people, ve'enoi goymel lahem chesed, and he doesn't do chesed with them. So he's a person who's brazen. He's a person who's cruel. He's a person who hates other people. A person who does not do chesed. We suspect him, possibly, of being, God forbid, a givoni. We know the givonim cheated the Jewish people, misled the Jewish people, telling them they came from a faraway land, and they made a bris with them, they're never going to touch them. And then afterwards they realized that they had pulled the wool over their eyes. They were really one of the nations in Israel. They kept the bris, the Jews kept the bris, because a bris is a bris. Al Kopanim, these are the Givonim. So you are choshish that this person is a givoni, if he has these terrible midas. Shesimanei Yisrael ha'uma kedosha, baishanim, rachmanim, v'gomlei chasedim. The simanim of Jewish people is or are that they are modest, embarrassed, merciful, and people who do kindness, perform acts of kindness. And by Givonim, it says, Givonim lo b'nei Yisrael, they're not part of Jewish people. And they didn't have Rachmanis on b'nei Shol, that after Shol had killed some of the Givonim, they wanted to take revenge, so they killed the b'nei Shol. V'lo gamlu Yisrael chesed l'mchol l'vnei malkom. and they weren't Goymel Chesed with the Jews to be Moichel to the sons of their king. And the Jews had done Chesed with them and had given them life, so they should have responded in kind. In kind Tarti Mashma. In the same way and with kindness. אז מקורו של הרמב״ם, כמו שכותב המגיד משנה, הוא מהסוגיה ביבמות לגבי הגבעונים. He says, anybody who has these three midas, מותר להידבק באומה זו. כל מי שאין בו שלוש המידס הללו, אין ראוי להידבק בהם. So the Givonim can't become part of the Jewish people because they don't have these three midas. Rav Goyim Lechassad Mashman Rechman Rabbi Shanim V'kashe Lechora Ma Sheikshah. V'haga'ot Maharim V'biyur Hagra Be'Evin Ezer. The Kasha is that in the Gemara it says Gimel Simanim, and the Rambam says four Simanim, because the Rambam also brings Sinas Habrius, Kol Mishich Bo Azis Panim V'Achzaris V'Sonei As Habrius V'Enu Gomelam Chesed. So Gomle Chasadim is Enu Gomelam Chesed. Rachmanim Achzarim, that's the opposite. Azis Panim Baishanim, the opposite of Baishanus. So the Rambam brings those three. That's all good and dandy. The Rambam also brings Sinas Habriyos. V'shteks, and where does the Rambam get the Sinas Habriyos from? It's not in the Gemara. V'yoyzer yikshe. Sherei b'makor. Shumi ma shekatuv etzel ha'givonim. Lo hayaze misinat habriyot. Ela misina sheba mechamat ma sheasu lahem sha'ul. In the Makor, what we find by the Givonim, it wasn't Sinas HaBriyos Stam that the Givonim hated, but rather it's because of Shaul, they wanted to take revenge against Shaul for what he had done to them. What does that have to do with Sinas HaBriyos? We also have to understand what the Rambam says vis-a-vis the e-simon of Gomlei Chasadim, the fact that the Givonim weren't Gomlei Chasadim, because they didn't weren't Gomlei Chasadim with the Jewish people, and the Jewish people had done chesed with them and given them life, like the Rambam writes, "Behem asu imam chesed, v'chayum batchila, shemitzad echad echein mevuar barambam, kan esboer, shigmilus chesed, hainu ligmot muras nashe nase imo." So the Jewish people had done chesed and given them life, the Givonim, and therefore they didn't want to do chesed for us. That's the problem. So we see in the Rambam, that's what Gemilus Chesed is. You repay what the person had done for you. But mitzad sheni, it's pashut, she'inyan ze b'kol ben Yisrael k'shein o gomel chesed im chavero. V'chein u gam im lo asa chesed im mi she'lo gomelo chesed me'olam. In other words, the Rambam is saying that this applies to anybody who doesn't do chesed. Any Jewish person doesn't do chesed, so he doesn't have this simen. And the Rambam says, by the Givonim, you know what the problem was? We did chesed for them and they didn't repay it. That shows they don't have this mid of gemilus chesed. Lo, ma pitom. Ma pitom. Maybe they don't have the mid of gemilus chesed. They don't have the mid of gemilus chesed even if we hadn't done chesed for them. The Rambam said, it's afkas, we did chesed for them and they didn't repay the chesed. Even if we hadn't done chesed for them, it's still a lack of gemilus chesed if it's not repaid. So why does the Rambam tell that? Why does the Rambam make it contingent on the fact that we did them chesed and they didn't return the chesed? Even without that, they shouldn't connect to the Jewish people. Anybody who doesn't do chesed. אז אלו הקושיות שלנו. על פי תורת הורינו ורבינו ומאור עינינו. אז לפי דברינו נראה כך. שהן אמנם שהחיסרון של ביישנים ורחמנים הוא ראיה לפסול ייחוס, כיוון שישנו הדבר מושרש במציאותם ומידותיהם של בני ישראל, וכל שאין מושרש בו דבר זה, הרי זה מביא לידי חשש שאינו מבני ישראל בגופו ותכונות נפשו. אבל בעניין של גורמי חסדים, הרי נתבאר שאינו דבר המושרש בעצמות נפשם ומידותיהם. So it's true that the chisaron of Baishanim Rachmanim is a raya to puzzle, to disqualify a person, his yichus. Why? Because this is something that's rooted in the reality and the midos of the Jewish people. It's an intrinsic part of the Jewish people. And if a person doesn't have this, then there's a chashash that he's not a Jew. But when it comes to goyim lechasadim, we explain that this isn't something that is part and parcel of the Jewish nature. She'eino davar mushrash be'etzem mahut nafsham mimidoteihem. But rather, it is something that was acquired, something that they learned. They learned to be goyim lechasadim. L'chayra, a chisaron of something that's learned doesn't say anything about a person's essence. So why is this a proof if a person's not a gomel chesed? Why is it a proof that he's not a Jew? It therefore would appear that it's true שעיקרו הוא בדבר נרכש ונלמד על היות הכל מהשם המחייב לגמולו יתברך בפרנסת בניו. It's true that primarily we're dealing with something that was acquired, that was learned, that everything is from Hashem. And that's mechayev, a person, to be gomel chesed and take care of God's other children. Because l'chora, mi she'eino noiken, somebody doesn't act in such a way, it is because of a lack of hakara, a lack of yidia, which is the bris of Avram Avinu. He lacks this understanding that if somebody does chesed for you, you return the chesed, because God did chesed for you, and therefore you have to return the chesed to Hashem by taking care of his children. So he lacks a yediyah, he lacks a hakara, he lacks this recognition. And therefore he doesn't have one of the simanim of this nation. So this is something that's learned. What was learned? That everything is from Hashem. And if you're not knowing Cain, if you're not acting in this way and being a kind person, so then you lack the idea that of this bris, you lack the knowledge of this covenant we have with Hashem, that if someone does kindness for you, i.e. Hashem, in our case, then we do have to do kindness for his children. And therefore a person lacks this simen. אבל הקטי ייתכן שגם מי שאין בו הכרה זו שוודאי מחייבת את כל אדם להשיב טוב מי שמלא טוב. But let's say somebody lacks this hakara, somebody doesn't have this recognition, which definitely obligates him to return good to somebody who did good for you. Akati mufka hu me'ashavas gmul bnei Yisrael. Mechamat sinat habriot sheyeshna bo hamafkiya et ha'asiya. He is still removed from being kind to the Jewish people because of the sinas habrios, because of hatred that removes him from doing this good for the Jewish people. In other words, it could be that he has this hakara. He understands that someone does kindness for you, you do kindness in return. But the reason he's not doing the kindness is because of the sinah. He understands that in principle I owe kindness, but he has this hatred that prevents him from doing the kindness. So it could be that he has the recognition that Avraham Avinu taught. But he's just not acting on it. He's not carrying it out because he is filled with hatred. ואז הרי אין ראיה מהנהגה זו שהם ומתחזין המקרא שמקורו של אברהם אבינו של אמת הדבר עושים בעיניו צדקה. The fact that we see from the pasuk that since Avraham Avinu taught ki yedati v'man asher yitzav es b'anos v'yitzah achor v'sham derech Hashem l'asit tzedakah u'mishpat. So mikach Avraham Avinu, he taught this matter, so we do tzedakah. In other words, he taught us that if Hashem does good for us, we have to do good in return. That's the gemul, that's the gemilus chesed. So therefore we do tzedakah with each other. So we see from this that the inyan of achzar is gemul Hashem lebanav, that the inyan of, the idea of returning, repaying the kindness of Hashem to his children, in other words, after one is a recipient of Chazdei Hashem, one pays Hashem, pays it forward, so to speak, and gives it to his children. So this inyan of repaying the good and not refraining from doing the good because of sinas habrios is now mushrosh. Now it's part of us. This became part of us. We learned from Avraham Avinu. He taught us this lesson, and it's a davar nilkash, it's a davar nilmad, something that was learned and that was acquired, but now it's part of us, that if someone does a chesed for you, you pay it back, either back to the person, or when it comes to Hashem, you pay it forward to other people. And sinas habrios is not going to stop you. V'yesh behem et hamidah zo shel la'ashiv v'lu b'ma'at me'atova shekiblu. And they have this midah of giving back even a little bit of the good that they received. Somehow they want to return, repay the good. Just like we have rooted within us this the midas of Baishanim Rachmanim. And Sinna is not going to undo those midos. Sinna is not going to stop us from being Baishanim Rachmanim. So too, Sinna is not going to stop us from Gomlech HaSadim. So after Avraham Avinu taught that because of Akaras HaTov LaShem, we are obligated to do chesed with his children, so Mimela, they are going to do this chesed no matter what. Because now it is part of our teva. Now it's mushrish, this midah by Shabbos HaTov, without any hafkot, with anything that's going to remove it. Just like we have the midah of Baishanim and Baishanim and Rachmanim. And if so, if someone's not gomel chesed, so it's true that we say that he lacks the simen of someone who is in the bris of Avraham Avinu. But as far as the chashash yichus goes, in other words, when do you have chashash yichus? Sometimes a person lacks a certain simen, but it doesn't mean that his yichus is pagum. So he lacks the simen, but how do you know that he might not be a member of the Jewish people? And the answer is when he has a pagam, when he has a blemish in his very essence, in his most basic nature. So we can only say that if someone has a recognition of the Chesed Hashem, and nevertheless he doesn't act on it because of sinas habrios. That's what the Rambam was told it in sinas habrios. He's not adding on a fourth simon. That was what we asked before. The Korah brings from the Maharim that what is the Rambam adding on a fourth meat of Sonei HaSabrius? No. Kavanah shema shenogei l'chashash yichus. There's only a chashash yichus because we have to assume that because of sinas habrios, he's not being gomel chesed. And not because of a chisar and hakare. We assume that there is a recognition of the chesed of Hashem. We assume that somebody does have a recognition of the chesed of Hashem, because that is from the guf ha-bris of Avraham Avinu. And we should recognize chesed Hashem and then pass it on. So when are you choshish for the yichus? Because you think there might be sinas habrius over here. It's not because of a chisar and hakar. It's not because one lacks an appreciation of what Hashem does for him and therefore he's going to pay it forward. But rather, the reason he's not doing chesed is going to be because of sinas habrius, which means that he has the recognition. He has the recognition of chesed Hashem. And therefore, if he's not paying it forward, then it means they have to be choshish for his yichus. The reason is not because he doesn't recognize Hashem. He recognizes Hashem. So why then isn't he doing chesed? Because of sinas habrias. Ah, if he recognizes chesed of Hashem, even if the reason he's not doing chesed is sinas habrias, you have to be choshish for his yichus. So the Rambam is telling us when you have to be choshish for someone's yichus. If it's just that he doesn't have the hakare, so he doesn't have that car. The person's only, there's only chash for his yichus if he has that car of chesed Hashem and he doesn't pass it forward. And the Rambam says, if you see somebody not doing chesed, assume that it's not because he doesn't recognize chesed, assume that he does recognize chesed Hashem. Why isn't he doing chesed? Assume he's not doing it because of sinas habrias. And if someone recognizes chesed Hashem, and still because of his sinna, he isn't doing chesed, so you have to be choshish for his yichus, that he's not a member of the people, the nation of Avram Avinu. That's why the Rambam was told it in Sinas Habrios. The Rambam said it's dependent on Sinas Habrios. Umiyushav nami mashikatav Rambam etapgam shel givonim. And then the Rambam says, look at these givonim guys. Look at these givonim guys. Shel did chesed for them. The Jews did chesed for them. When they were in the time of Yoshua, when they came to convert, when they came to from the faraway land to make a bris with the Jews. So the Rambam writes that a gavon lo yisrael heima ufishe izu peneim v'nespais l'richmo abnei shol. They had azis panim. And they weren't mispais, they weren't merachem ibn eshol, v'logom lo yisrael chesed limchol ibn malkom. And they weren't gomel chesed for the Jewish people, to be mochel for the sons of their king. V'heimasu chesed imaim, v'heimsei imaim chesed, v'echim t'chila. But the Jewish people originally did chesed with them. And they didn't respond in kind. They didn't repay the chesed that the Jews had done with them. So we had asked why the Rambam has to say that even if you don't do chesed stam, even if somebody hadn't done chesed for you, it's still a sign that you're not part of the Jewish people. So now we understand why the Rambam says it's told in the fact that we did chesed with them. Because they were talking about someone who can connect to the Jewish people. We're allowed to join the Jewish people. Im chiseron gemilut hachesed shalem novat mi chiseron hakara b'chasdei Hashem imahem. Av al pi shevadai pagam gadol v'nurahu. Kmo shenere b'araba, ezrat Hashem, shehakara zo hu yaisod l'dat ha'emet. Aval ein ze nogea למד הראשה לדבוקי בו. ורק מה שאינה מושרשת במילה של הכרת והחזרת הטוב, הוא דמשווה למי שמהותם אינה מהות של ישראל. ואם כי בעם להקטין את שמחמת יש רשע זו אין מקום על החסד, כנראה בדברי רם, אבל לגזור איסור עולם על הנתינים, אי אפשר, אלא אם כן, ישנה ודאות מוחלטת שמחמת יש רשע, if we're talking about somebody allowed to join the Jewish people, so if the chisar and gemilus chesed comes from a lack of recognizing the chesed Hashem, so this is a terrible and horrific blemish, as we're going to see in the Rambam, that this is the foundation for the true religion. But this isn't nogeta, this doesn't impact whether or not they are allowed to convert. When are they not allowed to convert? When they recognize chesed and they don't return the chesed, they don't repay the chesed, if they have such a quality, if they have such a nature, they're out. Now, normally, we assume that the reason someone doesn't do chesed is because they appreciate chesed Hashem, they're not repaying it. But that's, as we saw in the Rambam, right? That's what the Rambam says, it's in the Sabriyas, it's not else. Not else, not recognizing chesed Hashem, why they're not returning the good. It's because they recognize it, despite the fact they recognize chesed Hashem, but they hate. That's why they're not repaying the good. But that's not enough to make an Isser Olam on Nesinim, like we see there in the Sugya. There's a Dachin Isser Olam. The only way to make an Isser Olam on Nesinim is if there is Vada'ut Mukhletes, there is absolute certitude that because of a lack of this Midah, they acted in this way. Otherwise, we wouldn't ask them for Israel. And that's why the Rambam writes that by the Givonim, even without the Hakar of Milus Chesed Yim Hashem, they should have done us Chesed because we did Chesed for them. Oh, you're such ingrates, we did Chesed for you, and you don't repay it in kind. So you're out forever. That's why they're near Israel. That's why the Rambam brings that down. In order to make an Israel, you have to be absolutely sure that it's because they are not, they don't know how to repay a chesed. And here we were absolutely sure, because maybe they didn't recognize the chesed of Hashem. Say that. But our chesed, you recognized, you knew that we did a chesed for you, and you didn't repay the chesed. So you're out in Israel. And what did Rabbi say? Hadvarim ayu me'irim kisapirim, ukekochavim asirim, zakim ubihirim, Baruch Hashem. אבל עוד רחוקה דרך לפנינו, מוריי ורבותיי. ובעזרת השם, אנחנו עוד נראה נפלאות רבות ועצומות מתורת השם. And I ask that you please stay tuned, and we will please God see more. And it was just amazing. אבל כפי שאמרתי, עוד רחוקה הדרך לפנינו. עזרת השם. עוד מחכות לנו נפלאות. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And we will continue to be there. Hashem gives us a simchas chaim, the financial means and everything we need to continue. עזרת השם, we will do so. Thank you so much. Much for listening. Shalom, shalom.